Grenada faces major structural adjustment, and the governor of the Bank of Jamaica cautions CARICOM countries against rushing headlong into liberalizing their foreign exchange controls. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. For the first time in the history of the United Nations, one of its founder members, Haiti, sent an elected president to address the General Assembly in New York. President Jean-Bertrand Aristide made an impassioned speech yesterday, and it was monitored by Michael Norton in Port-au-Prince.
It was a priestly president who spoke on Wednesday, developing his theological come political liberation philosophy, sprinkling his speech in French with passages in eight other languages. Father Jean-Bertrand Aristide interpreted what he calls the Ten Commandments, the luminous landmarks of democracy, in his own inimitable way, proving he is certainly one of the Third World's most fascinating leaders. No to imperialist dictates, he said. Yes to democratic principles. The victims of international exploitation find little to eat because they are being devoured. His defense of Haitians living and working abroad, being arbitrarily deported from the Dominican Republic, was vehement. He condemned and denounced the flagrant violation of their rights and demanded reparation. Never again will we accept being sold and having our blood turned into bitter sugar, he exclaimed. Father Aristide called for regional solidarity, saying to his Caribbean brothers, "Our past anti-colonial struggle leads us inevitably to a new Caribbean social contract." But he neither backed nor attacked the Castro regime, only saying, "We formulate wishes of peace and democratic growth for our Cuban neighbors." At the end of this century, Haiti has renounced dictatorship and embraced participative democracy, he said. "It is better to fail with the people than to succeed without them. But with the people, failure is impossible." This is Michael Norton in Port-au-Prince for BBC Caribbean Report.